Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has alhamdulillah given us iman and belief and a great azeem favor that Allah ta'ala has given to us on top of iman, alongside iman, which is a great, great favor of Allah. There's no greater favor than this, and that is the Quran al-Kareem. The Qur'an-i-Majeed, the Qur'an-i-Hakim is such a nur, is such a light about which we cannot even imagine. It is a total nur, complete nur. The whole of Qur'an is nur and light and guidance for us and for mankind. This doesn't mean that the whole Qur'an, if you read the whole Qur'an, you will get the nur of the Qur'an. Or if you read half of the Qur'an, you will get nur. Allah Ta'ala says, even three verses or three chapters or three juz, one ruku, one segment of a juz, all of this is nur. Rather, if a person reads one verse of the Quran, he recites, on the day of judgment, that verse will become light for him on the day of judgment. Just the one verse, if you extrapolate this from the hadith, one verse recitation will be light for you on the day of judgment. So if you read one ayah, you forget in your life you recited this verse. But on the day of judgment, Allah Ta'ala said, when you will not remember the deeds that you committed, and there will be total tribulation and sweat and heat and pressure, and when that verse will come in front of us and be presented in the darkness of the day of judgment in a form of light, that verse that we recited in this dunya will come in front of us and say, Allah, he recited me. This is one verse. Allah Ta'ala said, the kalam, my kalam, the Quran is such that every light of the verse of the word, the ha, the sad, the seen, the kha, every letter that you recite in a word, the fatha, the dhamma, the kasra, each of the vowels is nur, is light. Forget about the sentence or the verse. Just the vowels is nur. Allah Ta'ala said, upon this nur, the mercy that I've given to the believers is that Allah says, you cannot maybe always see this nur in the world, but you can feel the benefit of this nur. And sometimes you can see the benefit of the nur. Allah Ta'ala gives people basira. Allah Ta'ala gives people vision. Allah Ta'ala gives people experience that they do the mushahada. They experience the nur of the Quran in this world. And the ahl-e basira, the people of vision, farasat, are those people who have done tazkiyah and tafsiyah of their heart, of their nafs. They've eliminated the impurities from their heart. They have struggled, they've strived, they've cleansed themselves, they've purified themselves. Like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a famous dua that, oh Allah, please make my heart so clean and pure, just like a white cloth. When it is clean, it is totally white and crystal clear. So this heart, when you do tazkiyah on the heart, tafsiyah on the heart, on the nafs, and you struggle and strive and eliminate the dirt and the sins from the heart, it becomes so full of light and white, the heart and the nafs can see such things that your mind cannot contemplate. Allah says, the basira, the vision, the farasat of the heart, Allah Ta'ala, whatever He shows it, it can see the vision of reality. And the heart totally changes then. When a person strives, makes effort, does tazkiyah, cleans, purifies, and the people who strive in their life, their hearts become clean and they can start to see the reality. They have kashf, they have vision, inspiration. Allah Ta'ala gives them. So when you strive and struggle and wash, you do dhikr of Allah, adhkar, company of the righteous, the pious, then the heart comes into reality. Then the heart becomes full of nur, it gets clean, and it starts to absorb the good things. Just like good things absorb good things and bad things absorb bad things. One of our mashaykh, one of our pious predecessors in the early days, in the first few generations, there was a great buzurg, sheikh, that passed away. Many people in history who are good, you can read about them. And he was illiterate. He wasn't educated. Rather, he was quite illiterate, you could say. But he did tazkiyah, tafsiyah, he purified his heart, he strived, he struggled, he cleaned his heart, he grabbed hold of his nafs, controlled his nafs. Allah Ta'ala gave him the maqam of basira. And he was a person who then became sahib-e basirat. In other words, he started to experience and see the reality of life and the deen of Allah. And due to this status of basirat, what was his situation? That if you recited Quran in front of him, or hadith, or if a scholar was speaking to him, or a narration was presented to him, when he was asked, then very quickly he would give the answer, that you recited this Quran, this verse, this letter, this hadith, this narration, this chain back to the Prophet ﷺ. Quickly he would say, he said, you've recited this verse from this juz, from this surah, this page number. And people used to test him, they'd come with a hadith kitab, he'd say, this is this hadith from this sahabi, from this kitab, from this narration. Someone said, Hazrat, where did you get this knowledge from? How do you know that this hadith is not? You haven't read Quran, you are illiterate, you haven't recited, you haven't learnt hadith in Dars-e-Nizami. He said, no, this is not necessary to do it that way. Rather, the case is such that this is not my kamal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts nur in every action, in every deed. So, if you say that I have not learnt, that's not my problem, but Allah ta'ala has given me the knowledge. The Quran is the greatest nur. When a person recites the Quran, then the nur comes into my heart and I know that this is Quran, and I identify where this is being recited in the Quran. And when somebody recites the hadith, I say, this is the hadith from this collection, from this sahabi. He said, this is nur. And because my heart is clean, Allah ta'ala allows me to identify that nur. So Quran and hadith is like this, brothers. The Quran, the words of Allah, this is nur. There's nur in everything, in the verses of the Quran, the chapters of the Quran. If we can't see it, that's our fault. That's our problem. We've got yaqeen, but we need to develop this yaqeen. We need to benefit from this nur of the Quran. So what I'm trying to say to you, if I summarize, is that alhamdulillah, the words I'm presenting today are attached to Ramadan. Ramadan is coming. Quran is an azeem kitab. Allah said that one verse of the Quran will become nur and light for you on the Day of Judgment. And now we've got such a great opportunity coming. This great, great month of Ramadan, which is linked to the Quran. Quran and Ramadan are interlinked. They are joined, they are attached. The nur of Quran in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala says, I increase the intensity of the nur. I increase and multiply the intensity. In normal days, you recite Quran, you look at Quran, you practice Quran, you get the nur of Quran. But in Ramadan, when you do khatamul of Quran, recitation of Quran, and tarawih of Quran, you'll get azim, azim nur of the Quran. And the more you want to collect and save for thereafter, you can in Ramadan. Don't be lazy, brothers. The question doesn't arise. Such a unique, unique chance. It comes once a year. And how do we know that next year Ramadan will come to us? Collect and save as much as you can in this Ramadan. Yes, 8-9 days left to go. Collect, 1 week to go. Collect, read Quran yourself. Listen to the Quran. For example, if you can't read Quran, then listen to the Quran at least. Try to read it, learn how to read it. If you can't read, you're illiterate, you're not skilled, then listen. The elders, the pious predecessors say that reading and listening, same reward. If you're not capable of reading, then listen to the Quran. Allah Ta'ala, mashallah, in this day and age, the day of advancement, Allah Ta'ala has prepared for us the whole Quran in the form of tarawih. We can stand for 30 days, 29 days, and you are jahil, anpar, illiterate, you're not educated, you stand in the saf, you listen to the tarawih, you get the reward of reading the whole Quran just by listening to the Quran in tarawih. So Allah is the one who gives. Allah wants excuses to give. So Allah Ta'ala says, I've not kept Ramadan empty for you. You could say, oh, I can't read Quran and I'm illiterate, I'm too busy. But Allah Ta'ala says, no excuses in this month. I've prepared for you that you come to tarawih after Isha and you hear the whole Quran in the month. It's our fault. We say, oh, you know, we read Quran during the day, but you can read as much as you want. But after one tarawih, you can complete the Quran, start tarawih again with the Quran. It's up to us how we make the structure and the method. Allah has given open, free rein that you can gather the luggage for the hereafter. There's no question about negligence and laziness in Ramadan. Brothers, be awake, be alert, and make a schedule in your life, and bring Quran into your life in Ramadan. Make a total intense schedule. Have fikr and worry that Quran and Ramadan are linked. These are two nur that Allah Ta'ala has given to us in one go. And make a total schedule. And do justice to the seconds. Every second in Ramadan. Let's do justice. Those who are hafid of Quran, walking, memorize the Quran, recite the Quran. And those people who are not hafid, who cannot read the Quran, make a schedule. Try to learn the Quran. Try to learn the Quran and read the Quran. And another point I'd like to say, that Ramadan is coming, so we can get all the thawab and the rewards. There's no doubt you will recite Quran, you'll get the reward of the Quran. But brothers, there's one important point. These are words I've heard from the pious predecessors that I'm presenting to you. There are two colors of the Quran. Two effects of the Quran. One effect of the Quran is in the form of the physical book that we read. This is the book that's on the shelf. And the other form of the Quran is in the physical personality of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the walking, talking, living, physical personification of the Quran. So one is the book Quran on the shelf, and one is the physical Quran. So Allah Ta'ala has made it incumbent on us to do both. One is recitation of Quran. If you keep reciting the physical book, turning over the pages, we will not attain nothing. But Allah says, Rabbana atina atmimna lal nurana, that totally you should have the nur in the hereafter. If you keep reciting the Quran, reading the pages, physical pages, Allah said, all you did was read the physical Quran. But what about the physical practice of the Quran, which is fard, compulsory? If you just do 50% and just read the Quran, put it back on the shelf and don't practice on it, then there's no justice done to the Quran. Allah says you have to do both. You have to practice on the Quran. So how do we practice the Quran? How would we recite the practice of the Quran? If a person does that, he becomes a total qari. He becomes a total hafidh. He becomes a lover of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he does this. So reciting the Quran is through reading the words, and practicing the Quran is by imitating the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is imitated and obeyed, and you follow his sunnah, then totally it is as if you are implementing the physical Quran. So may not be Quran comes, Ramadan comes, and the 30th day comes, and Eid comes, and all we did was read the physical pages. Our pious predecessors have said it is incumbent upon us. We have to totally follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifestyle, his personality, his sunnah, and only then have we done justice to the Quran. Not the physical Quran on one hand, but physically you have to implement the ways in the life of Rasulullah. If you read Quran 10 times in Ramadan, and you don't follow every second his lifestyle, then you're not doing justice to your reading, because you're opposing his lifestyle. You're opposing his sunnah. Every single second and his lifestyle, I'm not talking about farad, wajib, sunnah muakada, sunnah, nafal, mustahab. No, the sahaba, every single practice of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was beloved to the sahaba. They did not disseminate and detach and break up and say farad, wajib, etc. I'm not saying to you what are the masail. What I have heard from the pious predecessors, that both things have to be done in the life of a Muslim. Read the Quran and practice the Quran. By reading the Quran, you will become a person of knowledge. But by practicing the Quran, you will become the beloved follower of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such that the total nur will come into you, in front of you in the judgment. Your form, your appearance, your attire, your lifestyle, your mannerism should become totally a reflection of the ways that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to like. How did he have his appearance? How did his face look? How did his appearance look? What is the libas that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore? All Ramadan, make it your practice. You will wear the attire and the libas and the dress code of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The way he used to dress, the things he used to like to wear, the form and the appearance he liked and he disliked, we need to start to come into that path. Whatever things physically he did in his life, how he passed his day and his night, totally we need to learn that and bring that to our life. So when we do talawat of Quran, when we recite Quran, if we've got power and capacity to read 10 Quran in Ramadan, alhamdulillah. If we stand up in Qiyam in the night of Ramadan and recite the Quran, alhamdulillah, do that to your full capacity. But in the same way Allah Ta'ala has given us physical power, hands and legs and feet and brains and our bodies, then totally we have to utilize our physical body in imitation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when both these things come in Ramadan, physical recitation of Quran, hearing Quran, and physical impersonation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then only will the nur come into our life. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, we will now do the dhikr of Allah, recite the durood sharif.